Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy, of ascension, in order to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the full moon that is happening in Aquarius on the 9th. And we're also going to talk about the Lion's Gate on the 8th. This initially was supposed to be an episode where we spoke only about the full moon in Aquarius. However, there is a lot of misinformation and absolute nonsense that I'm seeing online about the Lion's Gate, so I do have to begin with that. So forgive me for being away. I was on pilgrimage and chasing some dragons in Ireland and in the UK, so I was on retreat, hence the hiatus in posting. But I do hope that you guys were able to tune into past sound activations, and we are in the month of Av, the lunar cycle of Leo, so that sound activation is still good for the entire month. We got 2 more weeks to go. And without any more hesitation, let's dive in to this episode. We are going to talk about the Lion's Gate first and foremost. Why? Because it comes before the new moon, the full moon. So the Lion's Gate is on 8-8. An 8 in numerology is a very, very potent number. I cannot express how powerful the number 8 is. So it is not an 888 portal, it's an 8-8 portal. Every time this portal rolls around, it's an 8-8. And anytime it's an 888, it would be if we are in a year where it is an 8. This year, the only portal where that is happening is the 999 portal, because we are in a 9 portal year. We are, and the 9th and the 9 will further activate and amplify the energies of the 9. So let's get back to the 8. The 8 is, in numerology, is associated with the planet Mercury, which is about communication, about short distance travel. Mercury is the messenger of the gods, so it's about divine communication, also communication with your soul. It is our personal, interpersonal relationships as well, because Mercury is about our network. It is associated with the Hood, is Sephiroth, and the Archangel Michael, okay? And it is also connected to Yeshua. It is the breath. So the 8 is also associated with the Het, the Aramaic Hebrew creation frequency of the Het. Again, the Het, which we worked on in Cancer Portal, has to do with the breath, alignment with the breath, with the life force. So this 8 is also the life force. It has to do with the Hay de Alma. Hay de Alma is the breath of life, the prana. It is about knowing how to speak, how to communicate with the divine. It is about abundance and money, infinity, because the 8 on its side is the infinity symbol. It is about creation. It is about manifestation. It is about knowing the rules and the language of energy, because remember, breath is connected to energy and of creation, because breath is creation. The breath of life was breathed into us in order for us to exist. So, very powerful energy of creation, expansion, success, brilliance, shining your light. It is about work and our projects, and it is very important to work with breath during this portal. And it's also important to know how to maintain your energy, how to channel your energy. So it's a very important time. What this portal is not, is it is not in alignment with Sirius. I will say this again. This 8-8 portal, the Lion's Gate portal, so-called Lion's Gate, I will go into why it's associated with the lion in a bit, is not in alignment with Sirius. Why is it not in alignment with Sirius? Because Sirius is a fixed star. Sirius, also the constellation of Sirius, not a constellation, but Sirius is comprised of three stars, Sirius A and B, and the more recently discovered Sirius C. Sirius is associated long, long, long in ancient times, long been associated with advanced wisdom, with the seeding of humanity, with supporting us in our evolution as a collective, because we as a human species, we contain a lot of the DNA of the Sirius star system as well as other star systems. So, in Western tropical astrology, the constellation, the star Sirius, the dog star of summer, which in ancient Egypt is associated with the heliacal rising. Forgive me if I butchered that right now. My mouth doesn't want to say that word properly. It is associated with the rising of the Nile. So it is, again, correspondent with fertility, with creation, with abundance, with renewal, with rebirth. So, the sun, as of 8-8, is at 15 degrees Leo. Sirius, a fixed star, is at 14 degrees of Cancer. Cancer is the sign before Leo. Forgive me for speaking to you like you might be a three-year-old, but I'm just so tired of this misinformation. Bear with me. In sidereal astrology, the sun is at currently on 8-8, will be at 20 degrees of Cancer. The constellation Sirius, with a star system Sirius, is at 19 degrees of Gemini. Again, a whole zodiacal frequency away. So there is no alignment between Sirius and the sun on 8-8. The time when there would be alignment would be sometime in early July, around maybe July 8th, 9th, kind of depends on the wobble of the earth. But when the sun is at 15 degrees, 14 degrees of Cancer, I should say, that's when that alignment would happen. So it is not right now. However, we can always connect with the energy of Sirius. I just like to make sure we are very clear that there is no alignment between the spiritual sun, which is what Sirius is considered, and our physical sun. So that is a bunch of hooey. And it really gets me upset, because it's just blatant misinformation, and it is that kind of energy is what leads people astray, and it's what actually allows people to siphon your energy. Your spiritual, emotional, psychological, mental, physical energy, your creation energy, can easily be siphoned by false gurus, and we will talk about false gurus when I talk about the full moon in Aquarius, siphoned by false gurus and false ideologies that are not grounded in reality. They are not grounded in this current physical incarnation that we exist in. And if something is not grounded in our physical reality, then it's a manipulation, it's a distortion, it's whatever you want to call it. It's just something that is going to lead you where you don't want to be. It's going to bring chaos, it's going to bring all kinds of not nice things, because we're not aligning with the truth of a cycle. That being said, we are in the month of Av. We are in the month of Leo. Leo is associated with the lion. In Gnostic biblical Hebrew astrology, this is the lunar cycle of Av. It is one of the mystical and most paradoxical times of the year. It's also one of the most challenging times of the year, like the Cancer lunar portal and like the Capricorn lunar portal. In Hebrew, Leo is Aries, and it is the sign that is connected to this month. During this lunar cycle, there is something called the ninth day of Av, Tisha B'Av. And it is associated with great destruction and the potential for rebirth. This is historically the time when the Jews were expelled from England, I believe it also coincided with the Sephardis being exiled from the Iberian Peninsula, which is part of my lineage, and also with World War I. There's a lot, the destruction of the Second Temple, there's a lot of destruction that is associated with this particular day. So it is why it's come to be known as a time of great destruction, and of course where there is great destruction, there is infinite potential for rebirth and for growth and expansion. I mentioned that Aryeh is Hebrew for lion. Lion is associated with the tribe of Judah. It is associated with the Merkava, the Sefirot of Hesed, which is loving kindness, and it is associated with spiritual sovereignty. So while the Zohar, which is a Kabbalistic text, does not specifically mention a lion's gate, it does speak of a portal for deep and profound transformation, a heavenly gate, and a cosmic alignment. Okay? So it is a very potent time. It's just not what is being billed in order to sell courses. And yes, I am doing a sound healing in Atlanta, in Villa Rica, on the 8th. However, I'm doing it for the reasons I'm about to be stating. The 8-8 portal is associated with Mother Anna. Mother Anna is the matriarch of this lineage of light, the grandmother, the mother, let's start with Mother Mary, the mother of Mother Mary, who was not an innocent passive bystander in the whole story of light conception. Mother Mary was conceived of light conception when Mother Anna was very, very advanced in years. So this whole lineage comes from a very, very old mystical lineage who knew, were very, very well versed in the wisdom traditions and in the traditions that align us with light conception, with allowing us to conceive and birth the light. This does not just mean human beings, although many ascended masters were conceived this way because it was a spiritual technology, like Mother Mary and Yeshua. It is a potent time because Mother Anna is also associated with our soul mission. Mother Anna is the guardian of this lineage. She holds ancient spiritual wisdom. She brings initiation. And through that initiation, we are given the opportunity to not just align with our mission, but to accept our mission and to embody our sovereignty, our spiritual sovereignty. So it is a powerful time for light conception, for aligning with your soul, aligning with your mission, transformation, and really receiving our mission. This is why I find it very, very important to do a ceremony on this day, because on this day we're really going to be able to tap into that energy. How? Because we're aligning with a proper, and I don't usually like to use the word proper, but we are actually aligning to a real, tangible, historical, and physically grounded lineage that spoke of these things. They spoke of spiritual transformation. They spoke of evolution, of transformation, of accepting, receiving our soul mission, of growth, of expansion, of abundance, all of that. So it is an important date. It's just that our alignment has to be correct. If your alignment is off, your destination is going to be off. It's kind of like you set your GPS. If you set your GPS wrong, you're going to end up in, I don't know, Utah, Wyoming, wherever. Wherever that is not where you want it to be. So it's very, very important to know your alignment. Know what you are aligning to. Because many times we will look at the shiniest thing, the prettiest thing, the flashiest thing, the person with the most followers on whatever, you know, the person with the most likes, whatever. We look at superficial things and associate an inherent value to those things because, oh, well, you know, they have the biggest house, or, oh, well, look, they seem to have their life together. Oh, look, they have, you know, thousands of likes on this post. Nonsense. It is very important to know the source, particularly with channeling. And as an intuitive and as a channel myself, I cannot stress the importance of knowing as a channel what you are aligning to. If you are not actually allowing yourself to take the time and the hours of preparation that it takes to make sure that your alignment is clear, you are not going to be a clear channel. If you are emotionally compromised, if you are mentally drained, if you are physically undernourished, you will not be a clear vessel. I don't care how clear you think you are. If your ducks are not in a row, you will not be pointing north. It's just not going to happen. I know this through my own personal experience. Because when I am emotionally, and this is exactly why I have this policy, when I am emotionally unavailable, emotionally drained, like if I'm fighting with my husband, I am not trying to channel. I'm not doing it because it is out of integrity and out of alignment for me to even attempt to reach higher realms. I don't know what kind of squirrely information will come through if I'm in the midst of an argument with my husband and trying to channel. It's kind of like if you're drunk. If you're drunk and you're driving, not the best combination. Same thing with channeling. And this is why it is so important for you to really use your discernment. Use your discernment. Let's not just take whatever we see firsthand. Oh, it looks shiny and new and all. We think it's 100%. No. Question everything. This is why I spend hours a day, every day, I'm committed to my spiritual practice. And I shake things up and move things up every day in every cycle. Why? Because I want to make sure that when I'm channeling, when I'm receiving information, I'm not distorting that information with my own ego, with my own emotional imbalance. That is my commitment. Might not be everyone's, but that is mine. And this isn't a judgment. It's just to make you all aware that there are sources that are not of the highest vibration and the highest frequency, even though they may seem on the surface that they are. This is actually why for the last, I don't know how many days, since I got back from Ireland, my husband and I have been fighting. And I have not been doing anything other than my spiritual practices. I have not been trying to channel. I have not been doing any one-on-one work. None of that. I have not even been, you know, feeling into this moon until now, because we just stopped fighting on Monday and I'm recording this on Thursday. So until my field was clear, until my emotions were settled, even though I was doing my spiritual practices still hour and a half or whatever every day, regardless of how we were fighting, still, I wasn't about to channel. I wasn't about to feel into the energy because I don't think that's correct. I don't think that it's correct to think that simply because I'm doing my practices, I'm tuning into the right frequency, because it's not true. If one is not emotionally clear, if your vessel is not prepared and pure, if you are not emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically clear, channeling is not be what you're doing. But y'all do what you need to do. That is simply my perspective. So that's a good segue into the full moon in Aquarius. Aquarian energy is quite interesting. Very, very quirky energy. The Aquarius full moon is happening on the 9th. It is happening at 12:54 a.m. on the West Coast, 3:54 East Coast, and 9:54 Central European Time in the morning at 16.59 degrees of Aquarius. So the number that is being activated during this moon is the 7. The 7 is associated with Venus, Netzach. It is associated with your magnetic field, your auric field. It is a number of initiation. It is a number of victory. It is a number of choosing creation over destruction. It is a number that is connected to Mary Magdalene and to profound and deep spiritual awakening. It is about divine union within. So that divine union that we cultivate with our soul, with the divine. It is about opening portals, transformation, abundance, absolute abundance, beauty, but not just beauty like physical beauty, spiritual beauty, true beauty. And it is about manifesting that beauty in our world. It is about creating the space for silence, for stillness, in order for us to access this light that we have within. This moon is particularly interesting because the moon itself has no other planets that it's bouncing energy off of, which is interesting because most moons have something going on. This one does not. Aquarius energy. Let's go into what Aquarius energy is. Aquarius energy values independence, sovereignty. It's a trailblazing type of energy, very innovative. It is focused on the collective. It is a humanitarian energy. It is an energy of authenticity. In the shadow, however, and I do want to mention the shadow because it's important for us to be aware of it so we don't fall into those traps. In the shadow, it's an emotionally detached energy. It is the energy of the false teacher, of the false guru. When I speak of a false guru, a false teacher, I speak of a teacher, a guru that is in the ego. I speak of an energy that seeks to manipulate, control, subvert, use, siphon your energy into their sphere. When we give away our power like that, we become complacent, we become a shadow of who we are meant to be. The purpose of any spiritual teacher or teaching is to guide you into deeper alignment with yourself, with your soul, with the divine. It is to reconnect you and reorient you into your union with your soul and with the divine. Your soul and the divine are technically one because the soul is part of the divine just as you are. You're just a few steps removed, and this is by choice and by design. We are physical, and being physical means we are in the densest of the realms. That's the only way. We had to lower our frequency from the infinite, all-knowing, all-encompassing self that is one with the divine through different layers in order to be able to live and breathe and experience a physical reality. We cannot experience a physical reality without the body. The body is a sacred vessel, a tool for us to incarnate and live out our mission. Anything that seeks to control, to manipulate, to subjugate is something that seeks separation. And in the shadow, we are in the age of Aquarius, so the shadow of this age is that shadow, that need for control. So rather than us mastering ourselves, we're seeking to control others and what is outside of us. And with the other part of the shadow of Aquarian energy is that tendency to believe that my way is the only way. So it's basically my way or the highway. Again, not an energy that seeks to unify, not an energy that seeks to realign you with your soul and with the divine. Because when we are in alignment with our soul and with the divine, we know there is a peace in the knowing that everything and everyone is interconnected. Everything is interwoven. There is no separation. Separation is an illusion of the physical world, an illusion that we chose to experience and play within in order to transcend it. That being said, this is a very, very fiery full moon. There's actually two kite formations that are happening in the skies during the time of this full moon. And they each hold different frequencies. So I'm going to speak of the first. And then I'm going to tell you how we can work with it. The first kite formation is between Uranus at 1 degree in Gemini, in a sextile with Neptune, in conjunction with Saturn at 1 degree of Aries, both retrograde. There's another sextile that is happening between this same Neptune-Saturn conjunction in Aries retrograde and Pluto at 2 degrees of Aquarius. And there is a grand Earth trine between Pluto, Uranus, and Mars, and an opposition between Mars at 1 degree in Libra and the Neptune conjunction Saturn happening at 1 degree of Aries retrograde. Retrogrades in a chart are planets whose energies are heightened. These are energies of review, of renewal, of revisiting, of reworking, of retooling. So it's very, very potent energy. And there's a lot of air and fire. Air and fire. Air and fire is very volatile. If you mix a fire, a wildfire, with high winds, you get a disaster. So it's very, 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 very good during this time to really slow down, to take a breath, to know that there's no rush. There's no rush to make any decisions. There's no rush to actually do much other than be in your heart. Why do I mention being in your heart? Because it's Leo season, and because being in the heart is what keeps Aquarian energy from going into the shadow. It is what keeps Aquarian energy pure and about authenticity and the collective evolution and humanity and innovation. It's what keeps Aries energy beautiful. Because in the shadow, Aquarius energy in the shadow can be quite destructive and detached and sociopathic in a way. So it's very important to remain in the heart. This is a very mental alignment. There's a lot of air. So you may be experiencing anxiety. You may be overthinking. You may have a difficulty focusing. You may have a hard time sleeping. Grounding is very, very important. Grounding. This energy needs major, major earth. Earth and water. Salt baths. Very, very important. there's a lot of change, a lot of upheaval, and a lot of ungrounded energy. And ungrounded energy, in order to be channeled properly, needs to be grounded. You can ground in water, which is beautiful and actually perfect for creation, or you can ground in earth. Whether you like to go swim in the ocean or the sea or lake, or you like to hug trees and sit down on the bare earth, either of those works wonderfully during this moon. Neptune and Saturn conjunction. Ooh. Retrograde. Oh my God. I saw a meme that talks about how five planets are in retrograde, and so this morning I chose destruction, or I chose to fight, whatever it was. No, you don't get to blame the planets and what they're doing for your poor choice to not breathe and not align with your heart. We don't do that. The time for spiritual bypassing and passing the buck in that way is long gone. We're not doing that. It is irresponsible. It is childlike. It is just, karmically, it's not a good look. So take responsibility for whatever you create during this time. Whatever it is, apologize. Whatever it is, choose to do better. Whatever it is, choose to come at it with love. We don't need to burn the entire place down. I know sometimes we feel like just burning it all down. We feel like just burning all the bridges and just starting clean. That's not always the best course of action. Neptune represents our subconscious, our intuition, also the planet of illusion. But Neptune, gnostically, represents our soul unencumbered by the body, our soul that is one with the divine. So it's our infinite self is what Neptune represents. Saturn is the taskmaster. Saturn is the one that wants us to be on our mission, being disciplined, being diligent, paying attention, you know, not just flying off half-cocked. So this conjunction of Neptune and Saturn in Aries, it is asking us to go into the depths, go into the depths of the soul and clear our karma. Aries wants to move forward, but we cannot move forward in earnest and actually really be on the right path if we do not clear whatever karma we have. Clear whatever needs to be cleared. And this doesn't mean that we burn it all down. No. Does not mean we burn it all down. It just means that we become conscious of what is triggering us. We become aware and we remain in our heart. We act from a loving, thoughtful, kind place. We move forward with as much grace and as much love as we can muster. Okay? Pluto. Because this conjunction is in opposition to Pluto. Pluto is deep healing and transformation. Uranus, spiritual awakening, innovation, evolution, raw, unfiltered sexuality, creative energy. And we need to ask ourselves during this time, are we channeling our energy to the light? Or are we being seduced by the illusions of the ego and channeling it downwards? Because when we allow ourselves to be seduced by the ego, what happens is we stay in the lower realms. We stay chained, controlled, and enslaved, not just by our karmas, not just by our own stuff, but we stay chained to the status quo, to whatever squirrely nonsense is going on in the external, whatever energies are seeking to manipulate and confuse and obfuscate, we allow ourselves to be at the mercy of that which is outside of us. We are not in our sovereignty. We are not in our power. Okay? So it's very important to be able to discern between when we are acting from ego and when we are acting from the soul. Very, very important. We cannot keep co-creating the same old, with the same old busted energy. No, the time is up for that. Are we choosing to stay tethered in duality and in the ego? And are we being led astray and manipulated? Or are we seeking truth, getting off our ass, getting dirty? Because in order to unravel the patterns and the cycles and the karmas, we got to get dirty. We got to be willing to get our hands dirty. We got to do the work. There are layers that have to be shed in order for us to remember and come back to our soul, to our truth, to our oneness. And those layers don't get shed with just some surface BS nonsense. If that's what you signed up for this lifetime, good for you. But I really doubt that if we are spinning our wheels and unhappy and dissatisfied with our lives, then that's not what we signed up for. We did not sign up to just be basic and surface. Because if we did, then we wouldn't be feeling dissatisfied and like there's something more. There wouldn't be that longing within you to go beyond, to move, to shift, to advance, to expand. There wouldn't be that. There wouldn't be that dissatisfaction, that deep unhappiness, whatever is going on that is that niggle within you, that something isn't right. That would not exist if it was part of your soul mission to just keep the matrix running. It wouldn't be. So it really is this moon. It's time to basically be flying in full authenticity, in full sovereignty, actively choosing to not be in the ego, actively choosing to be in alignment with the soul. Second kite formation, oh my God, is between Uranus and Mercury. Mercury and Mars, and of course the Grand Air Trine, and Mercury in opposition to Pluto. Oh my God. Fire and air, as I mentioned before, highly, highly combustible. So please don't burn anything down. Please do not. And what's funny is we're approaching this time and there are wildfires happening in the south of France. So during our sound activation, we're going to send some healing to the land because fire is purification. However, unbridled fire is destruction. So again, we are being asked to find the balance, find the harmony, breathe, pause. There's no need to react. Feel into your heart. Ground into your heart before you speak, before you do, before you act, before you turn on whatever you're going to turn on. Ground into your heart. Check in with you. Where are you at? How does your soul feel in your body? Does your heart feel light? Does it feel heavy? What is it that your soul needs? What kind of nourishment does your soul need? Because every one of us is different. And we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be the same. What needs healing? What needs nurturing? Remember, we don't need to burn everything to the ground. And the other thing, particularly with retrogrades, it is so important to be aware of your wounds. to be aware when we are speaking from the wound, from the trauma, when we are reacting from that trigger point, from that raw, open, exposed wound. It is important to know when we are speaking, acting, behaving, reacting from that. And rather than react from that, come back to the heart. And I just got chills. Come back to the heart. It's better to pause. It's better to wait. It's better to breathe. It is better to choose to nourish, heal, take care of your heart before we act on any desire to burn everything to the ground. Okay? Integrity, very key. Alignment, discernment, all those so important during this time. So important. We choose our alignment. We maintain our frequency because Aquarius is associated with sound healing and frequency and vibration. We maintain our frequency by the actions that we take on a daily basis, by the thoughts that we have and that we encourage and nourish. So if we are encouraging thoughts of unhappiness, thoughts of anger, thoughts of destruction, and I don't know, whatever other kind of demons we have, because we all have them, then all we are doing is we're feeding the frequency that we don't want. And that frequency is going to call in more of that BS. So really, really please choose your frequency. Doesn't mean that we're happy or pretending to be happy. No. Feel your feelings. Feel them. They're there to show you something. Your feelings are your biggest pointers of what is right and what is wrong. Your emotions. Feel them, acknowledge them, but do not dwell in them, particularly if they are lower frequency emotions like anger, like sadness, like depression, like guilt, like shame. If they are those lower frequency emotions, do not feed the beast. Choose to elevate. Whether it's you go for a walk in nature, you hug a tree, you go for a swim, you take a salt bath, you meditate, you do a sound healing, you go do some physical exercise, you sweat, you do yoga, you talk to your bestie, you journal, whatever it is. Whatever it is, do some kind of practice to reorient your frequency, to reset your frequency. This is why having a spiritual practice where you're actually doing a combination of breath work, mudras, mantras, and meditation is beautiful, because our bodies are multidimensional. And when we engage with our spiritual practice, coming at it not just from stillness, from meditation, but from frequency, from sound, we engage at it with mantra, we engage at it with movement, with breath work. What we are doing is we are attuning all aspects of our body and our energy field. And then we cement that new frequency. The more that we do a practice, the more we are cementing that frequency as our new foundation and our new baseline, which means the experiences that you have will automatically elevate. There is no need to actually be pushing or in a rush to achieve something. Just be disciplined enough to do the little things. It is the little things that matter and the little things that are going to determine the frequency and the bandwidth, the timeline you align with. There are multiple timelines. When I channel, I can see multiple timelines. When I was in France, I saw multiple timelines with something that I'm calling in that is very, very close to my soul. There were multiple timelines that I saw happening. Doesn't mean one timeline is better than the other, but there are always multiple timelines we can attuned to depending on our frequency. So it is up to us to always choose to align with the highest possible timeline for this moment. and we align with that highest possible timeline through our actions, through our thoughts, through our words. Every moment we align to a different timeline with every step we take, with every word we speak. With every intention we set, we are reattuning and realigning our frequency. This is how this age of Aquarius works. This is how our energy works. We are here to master our energy. This moon has illuminated so much for me. And I know that it has a potential to do that for all of us. But we have to be willing to see, not just with our physical eyes, we have to be willing to see the whole picture. To not just be blinded by what is in front of us or what we think is the best course of action. Because many times something looks amazing. It's like, oh, thank goodness, finally. But it's just not quite right. And you feel it. And yet some of us still force the situation. I'm not going to point fingers. I know that I've done it myself. And when you feel that you are forcing something, you step back. Step back, let go, trust, surrender. That trust and surrender. So important. And the most difficult thing to do. Oh my God. I have the hardest time with that, but like you, I'm working on it. So that, my loves, is the energies for this 8-8 portal and for this full moon. Buckle up, baby, and we're going into eclipse season. So, whew, crazy energy. But remember, on the 11th, the 9th, the 10th or 11th is the 9th day of Tisha B'Av. The 9th day of Av. So make sure, particularly on that day, you're really focused on your practices. Find some practices you really like to do. Find them. I don't know. Check my YouTube. I will share something for the Lion's Gate. But really focus on your heart. This is the lunar cycle of Leo. Leo rules the heart. So it's really align with the heart. Choose love, choose kindness, choose your alignment very, very wisely, very, very wisely. And remember, all of this energy is not happening to you. It's happening for you. It's up to us. We step into the portal, we step into the cycle, and we go for the ride. But what determines how we exit that portal is the actions that we took. The conscious actions that we took day in and day out during that portal. So I'm wishing you a beautiful full moon. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this full moon in Aquarius 8-8 portal. If you are in the Atlanta area and you can get to the Eureka, listening to this earlier in the day on the 8th, come join me. Everything is linked below in the show notes. You can find me on social media at Aurea Lara on YouTube, at Aurea Lara on Instagram, and Embodying the Shekhinah as well. On those platforms I share, I on Instagram I try to share shorter videos, but I don't always succeed. Because I'm not bite size. I'm not snippet form. Sorry, not sorry about it. You get the full whatever's going to happen from me, and that's it. And on YouTube, I have greater freedom to actually give you more practices and more details. So feel free to find me on those places. If you would like a one-on-one session, you can also check my website. All that is linked below. Don't forget to hug a tree, take a salt bath, and enjoy this full moon. Have a blessed full moon in Aquarius. Ahava.